From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Steve Olson, wildlife biologist at the USFWS headquarters in the Division of Migratory Bird Management, Vancouver, Washington, today's topic is the life of refuge trucks. Sometimes we describe others' lives as fast, simple, nomadic, private, etc. Sometimes we also use adjectives to describe the lives of automobiles, especially old trucks. Most old trucks, like old people, have seen some things in their lives. Old refuge trucks, in particular, become familiar with mud and dust, potholes, biologist gear, sunflower seeds, and classic rock stations. One of my annual tasks is to spend the entire month of August banding ducks. Normally, I'm dropped off via float plane in the Northwest Territories of Canada and do not see another human for the rest of the month. Due to 2020 travel restrictions, I had to make other arrangements. After securing a place to band, necessary gear, and lodging, all that remained was transportation. My office does not retain a government vehicle, and vehicles were at a premium in 2020 due to social distancing requirements. I was in a bind. Luckily, Willapa National Wildlife Refuge graciously offered one of their new trucks. With very few miles driven, this truck had a life that could only be described so far as easy. Willapa's truck made it all the way to Summer Lake Wildlife Area in South Central Oregon. Throughout the month of August, this new truck hauled around all our bait, traps, and gear, got alkaline dust and feathers in all of its cracks and crevices, provided AC every afternoon, and witnessed the banding of over 1,800 mallards. The truck is now back in Willapa's hands, and although still low on miles, it has some experience that the older vehicles in the garage can respect. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.